I know it's winter right now, so get in a warmer frame of mind for this next story.
On a hot summer night in Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon, 21-year-old Tanto Ung was restless. So he did what most of us do these days when we can't sleep. He got on Facebook.
That's Shayna Sheely, the guy she's talking about, Tanto Ung. Here's what he found on Facebook that summer night in Myanmar.
Someone shared a poem on Facebook, and I listened to that poem. The name of the poem is called Angry Black Woman.
Only because I'm a little tired of this stereotype about the angry black woman, whoop-de-doo, right?
And I went to YouTube, type Poetry Slam, and scrolled through. I think I spent hours.
Alone in his room at his parents' house, Tanto Ung went down the YouTube hole, watching video after video of poetry performances about race in America.
The other one that I liked was Black Privilege.
Black privilege is me having already memorized my nephew's eulogy, my brother's eulogy.
Black Privilege by Crystal Valentine. Angry Black Woman by Portia Oleyiwola. Tanto Ung discovered American slam poetry that night.
This really moved me, like tears well up in my eyes, and I thought, maybe we should do something like that.
Tanto Ung wanted to make poems like the one he heard on YouTube. He connected to the messages about racial injustice, because even though life in Myanmar was supposed to get better under its newly elected democratic government, Tanto Ung says it's getting worse for Myanmar's ethnic and religious minorities, especially for Muslims.
The racism a black person will face will be different from the kind of racism that Muslims are facing right here. So it's not a perfect match, but I feel this minority connection.
Ethnic minorities in Myanmar face persecution and violence. There's what's been called a coordinated ethnic cleansing campaign against the Rohingya in Rakhine State. And then there are people like Tanto Ung, Muslims living in big modern cities, facing more subtle Islamophobia.
In the school, in the classroom, I was the only Muslim kid. And there is this derogatory term that Buddhist community used to address Muslims. It's called kala. I think it's more or less equivalent to the N-word in America. And in the classroom, the kid would just call me, you know, kala instead of using my real name.
It wasn't just kids shouting the K-word at him. Tanto Ung's teachers used it to refer to him, too. Even his textbooks had the word printed inside. Tanto Ung says he remembers growing up feeling like his darker skin was somehow dirty.
Why was I born with this kind of skin color? Why was I not a Buddhist?
So when he stumbled across African-American women's slam poetry that restless summer night, Tanto Ung felt he recognized their stories. That same night, he messaged some of his writer friends, asking if they'd be interested in performing their poetry. 9 of them got together the next week. Tanto Ung worked with a Buddhist friend to write a poem together about their different experiences growing up Buddhist and Muslim.
Why? Is it because we are Muslims?
It is because they are Muslims. They are subject to all the mistreatment and discrimination.
I felt like those words got into me, and I was almost tearing up, reading it loudly, and so people were all silent and just listening.
Someone suggested that they put up a video of the poem on Facebook, which they did. And Tanto Ung says they got a big response.
Yeah, so here, 21,000 views, 809 shares.
Tanto Ung went on to organize 9 poetry slam performances after that first one, with Buddhist and Muslim artists, talking about race, justice, love. And then, one night a few months later, Tanto Ung was walking home, thinking about his writing, when a white van pulled up next to him.
I remember it vividly. I feel it vividly. I thought that was the last moment of my life. Literally, that was, I'm going to die today.
6 men got out of the van. They chased Tanto Ung, pinned him down, and handcuffed him. They were policemen.
There was this one guy, constantly kicking me in the rib. And it hurt so much, I could barely breathe.
Tanto Ung says they brought him into a police station and interrogated him. He never learned why. His dad finally bribed the police to take Tanto Ung home and then urged him to keep quiet about what happened.
I was in dilemma because when I talked to my activist friend, they were like, you have to speak up.
As he weighed his options, he also thought about his own family.
But finally, I thought, I consider myself as a defender of human rights. And maybe later, if my older self look back at this incident and see my younger self, like, he would be really disappointed in me.
Tan Toong decided to speak up. 6 nights after the arrest, he posted a detailed account of what had happened, including photos of his bruised body, on his Facebook account.
So this is the post that I wrote on January 26th. Like, told here, I took the photo of the bruises. Oh. So these are the photos.
Like, they're like lashes on your back.
Yeah, I don't know what they were beating me with. They were kicking me in the car, like beating my head.
It was shared more than 15,000 times.
I don't know how many comments. There are a lot of comments. There are racist comments too, and threats, like saying, you know, Muslim Gala, don't you ever dare to land your foot in Chowdhara, which is where it happened, Chowdhara Township.
The Chowdhara Township police station, where Tan Toong had been taken, posted a long account on their Facebook page saying that Tan Toong was lying, that he was crazy, that he's Muslim. They posted his ID number and his family's home address. So Tan Toong moved his parents out of their house and in with relatives in a nearby town. He slept on friends' couches, and his mom had a complete breakdown.
It hurts me just to see her that way as well. It's quite sure that she hasn't slept for days.
The police took down the post days later. And Tan Toong sort of went into hiding. He didn't perform poetry for nearly a year. But now, he's back on stage. After Tan Toong told me his story, I called Portia Olayiwola, whose poem, Angry Black Woman, was one of the pieces Tan Toong found on YouTube the night he discovered slam poetry. I just thought it was cool that her work had reached this unexpected place across the world, and I wanted to tell her about it.
Like, I can't believe that somebody so far away could connect with my work on that level and see me, right? Like, I only exist because this person has saw me.
Portia says Tan Toong's story is painful to hear.
It's really sad. It's angering, you know, that a person can't exist, simply exist.
Tan Toong says he can also feel sad and angry sometimes. It sometimes feels like there's no way his poetry could ever make a real impact. He's just a drop in the bucket. Portia gets that. She can feel the same way. Her advice to Tan Toong is to build community. Because when small drops join together, they turn into a big drop. And those drops, she says, can be revolutionary. For The World, I'm Shayna Sheely.
Amazing story. I'm Marco Werman, signing off for now from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston. We'll see you tomorrow.